Welcome back to Two Gals in a Glass Half Full. Today we are going to be talking about stress management and yoga and how, if you're looking to reduce your stress, yoga could be so helpful. But before we get started, Dr. Jess, what is in your glass?
So this morning I'm still on my cup of coffee. So it's a low acidic bean so that it sits a little bit better with a little bit of half and half. And I've got it in this mug because it takes me forever to finish it. And so that way it doesn't constantly get cold. So Dr. Poppy, what's in your glass?
I am having some just plain old water in my crunchy glass, crunchy tumbler. So,
I
getting
like
hydration early in the morning.
perfect. So, and then with us today, we have a special guest. Her name is Alexandra. So, Alexandra, before you do some intros, what's in your glass?
Hello, ladies. My glass is just some water as well. I've already had my morning warm drink, my morning warm lemon, and so now I'm just on plain water.
I love that. And so, what's in your normal morning warm drink?
So I mix it up between having a morning matcha, or I sometimes have, I'm in a phase at the moment this week where I'm wanting something a bit chocolatey. So I have a really healthy keto chocolate that I'll make with a little bit of this coffee protein and
Okay.
then
Ooh.
collagen. So
Nice.
yeah,
Yeah,
a
I'm a
warm
pretty big
chocolatey
fan of
tea.
matcha. It's
Yeah.
like it's a fave. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
I recently have started liking tea, so it's now I really want to try it.
Yeah.
It took
Absolutely
me a
love
long time to like tea.
Earl Grey tea.
Yeah. So, Alexandra, first, do you mind telling us a little bit about you? Like, what's your background? What's your story?
Awesome. Yeah, hi everyone. So, my name's Alexandra Charles Kersey and I am Australian. From Sydney, so if anyone's like, "Where is her accent from?" I've told you don't have to worry about it now. And so I moved to America in 2014. I was actually a professional dancer for most of my life, and started dancing professionally when I was about 16, 17. And I moved to America. I was 27, and I came over to continue my career, and it was awesome. I moved to Vegas. I was in a bunch of shows there, which I loved. And then my just travels and adventures brought me to Houston. And then while I was still back in Australia, so before I moved, I had started doing a lot of yoga and deep meditation. And then I brought that over to America. And over here, I got all of my certifications so that I could teach. And then that has now been quite a long journey. And so now, forward fast, back to Houston. In 2018, I started working on opening my own studio, and in 2019 it actually opened, 20 December 2019 actually. And so I opened my studio, Soul Tribes Yoga and Meditation. We're a non-heated studio that focuses on more of a gentle vinyasa style yoga, and also a lot of stretching, so yin yoga. And then we have a lot of meditation classes, so specific meditation classes every day. Non-heated, very relaxing, very calming. So that's sort of what we specialize in. And yeah, we're 4 years and a few months strong, so that's good. And yeah, now that's what I focus on, not as much of my performing anymore, but more so helping and doing my studio and clients, and we do a lot of corporate events. And yeah, I actually have great corporate event tomorrow for a HR team, actually, for their health and wellness.
I love that. I think like when we think of health and corporate entities, it really makes sense for a larger corporation and smaller corporations to invest in keeping their employees healthy, right? And so like what does that mean though? Right? So what
Stress
is
management.
healthy?
That's the big one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're going to have less days of out sick. You're going to have better interpersonal communication with employees. You're going to have better teamwork. There's like so many benefits that actually improve the productivity of the employee if their needs are being met as on an individual level. And so, but I think oftentimes we forget that like just because the blood work might look good, it doesn't mean that stress levels are well managed. And so that's a big part of why we love talking about stress is because it's something that can be managed in many different ways and it looks different for everybody. But there's some things that are pretty across the board beneficial. Like meditation is, lots of research supports meditation and how beneficial it is. And so it's like, I don't know who wouldn't benefit from it, you know? Like it's just one of those things, like everybody benefits. So
What?
even if it's not their favorite thing, like they're still gonna get something out of it that is beneficial for their nervous system and just in general to have a little peace out from our very busy, overstimulated world.
Absolutely. So as far as like when you're trying to help clients, right? And you're really trying to help them build this into a regular practice. So what are some of the strategies you use to help them with that?
So one big thing is, especially if people are coming from not really doing anything, I've been really big with all of my private clients, my even my people that come to the studio or anyone corporate, is I always suggest just do bite-sized pieces to start with. Because if you, it doesn't matter what you're choosing to do. So whether it's meditating, yoga, walking, workout, like anything that's a wellness. If you go full in when you've done nothing and you're like, I've got to do an hour a day and I have to do it every day, it's not sustainable and you're probably 90% chance not going to continue. You're going to get to a week or a few days, it's going to burn out. You're going to feel like, oh, I don't have the time today, so I just won't do it. So I always suggest my first thing is do bite-sized pieces. So that could be, can you do this for just 5 minutes today? Can you do this for 5 minutes all week? Because 5 minutes, you're like, oh, 5 minutes, I can do that. Right? Like anyone can be like, 5 minutes, that's nothing. But then that 5 minutes turns into, oh, well, this is nice. Maybe I'll just keep going and I'll do another five. So now we're at 10, or now we're at 15. And then before you know it, it's become a part of your daily habit, which is part of. I believe a big part of stress management is because anything you are doing to benefit yourself, you want it to be consistent. You want it to be just easy. You want it to be part of life, not, oh, I have to do this thing. Because then that's already bringing a different energy to, you're trying to manage your stress, but you're stressing about managing your stress.
Yeah,
That bite-sized
absolutely.
pieces. And then, of course, we can go into a whole bunch of different little easy tips if we want. But yeah, just I think anything that someone's really into or wants to try it just as best you can rather than overloading yourself and overwhelming yourself.
I think for me, I find like, and this is in working out, this is in stress management, this is in work, career, like one, my body remembers what I could do 15, 20 years ago. And that's, I haven't kept up with that level. So that's kind of where I start my expectations. And then you get frustrated. And so it's like, I love that you said the small, like the 5 minutes, like, with like meditation or yoga or stretching or whatever you're doing, like start small. Because I think it's makes it much more attainable, but also then changing my mindset of it doesn't have to be an hour. The little bit, just a few minutes here and there actually can really help with your day.
Yeah, exactly. And then, it does make it easier to, if an hour is your goal for yourself, of course, if you're going to somewhere that's you're doing a class, like it's a set time, you've done it. But when it's for you, yeah, exactly like you said, it's that, okay, I want to do an hour because I used to, but I haven't for a while. So why don't I start at 5 or 10 minutes and just be really happy with that? And in 2 weeks, I want to make that 5 or 10 minutes into 20 minutes, right? And it that mindset shift is a big one, like you said.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also sometimes when you're just getting started with something, if you can associate it, this is what I do, if you can associate it with something you're already doing. So, like if you're already brushing your teeth, then, we'll tack on something to like that time. Or if you're already, especially at the end of the day, like beginning of the day sometimes is a little bit hard just because you might be rushing out the door and that's completely understandable. but like something else, it makes it where you're not having to think like, oh, when's the best time of day that I'm going to think about putting this in? It just isn't. It's not going to happen. And so at least for me, that's usually how I do it. And if I'm specifically working on something, and then it definitely seems to help. And I mean, even with like little things that we have patients do in the clinic, that creating better habits with whatever change we're looking for, it's kind of the only way. It's the only way it really works in the beginning when you're trying to get off, like just get that jumping off point for change. So.
I agree. It's funny you said with the brushing your teeth analogy, because I have a couple of I have you know some clients that are a little bit older, or you know didn't work out a lot in their younger years, and so now as they're aging, they're realizing, hey, I really want to work on my balance, like just balancing on feet, right? Just all one foot. And so I always say, I'm like, okay, when you brush your teeth, you have to just stand on one foot. And they're like, oh, but and it's so. But some of my clients, they do it, and they're just like, yeah, it's fine now, it's easy. So I'm with you 100% is finding those little moments of how can you incorporate it. You know, going into a stretching that someone does, especially anyone that's listening, that works at a desk, and you're seated desk, and you have a computer. Every time you walk past a doorway, if you're getting up to go to the bathroom or getting up to go to lunch or anything like that, I always tell my clients, and I'll tell you too, it's a great one, is as you walk past the door, actually put your arm out at a 90-degree angle from your shoulder, and then let your elbow to hand rest on the doorway, and then just push forward with your body, and it's going to open up through your chest and the front of your shoulder space, because that's what you've been closing as you're rounding forward on your computer. And so anytime you just walk past a doorway during your day, you can just, you know, have a little goalpost arm, do a little stretch there on the way back, do the other side, and then yeah. Just incorporating little things just to benefit yourself throughout your day.
I love that. And we don't realize how many times we walk past the door, so that how many times are we going to stretch in that day? You know, and it's only taking a few seconds, but repetitively doing it over and over again. And an example with the balance, their balance will probably get better, you know, while they're brushing their teeth, because they will practice it more than if we tell them to go stand on one leg for 30 seconds 3 times. Well, they might maybe do it 1 time a day. But when they're brushing their teeth, you're at least brushing your teeth twice a day, or at least you should be. So, right?
Brushing your teeth is
So,
also good for your health. So,
yeah.
stress management.
Right?
Yeah, you could brush,
So,
you could
like,
balance on one leg in the morning and the other leg at night if you don't want to swap. Yeah, totally agree.
you know, you're getting such that repetition to really help.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but exactly, like you mentioned, just incorporating into your day, so it's you don't really have to think about it, because then you get to that point where you're like, well, I'm always brushing my teeth, so I should. Why not just do this? Like, I'm already here. Why not?
Right. Why not? I'm already here. It's not
Yeah.
gonna take any more time. Because that's our thing, a barrier, right? A big barrier that is a perceived barrier. It is real and there's a perceived component, in my opinion, is time. And so is time the actual barrier, or can we actually say we can remove that as the barrier because we're gonna put something in as something else is already happening? Then it's like, okay, so we've removed that barrier now. Can it be implemented now? And then it's funny, as values change, that time barrier changes. And so it's, you know, what do I make time for in my day? And that is the growth that ultimately is what we're looking for. And that you can look at health in a way that is a little bit more balanced versus like what you're saying with that all or nothing. Like, I'm only gonna run, or I'm only gonna meditate for an hour every day, or I'm only gonna, you know, and
The
it
2 weeks
just isn't
in, you're like,
sustainable. And it's a bummer because, like, you're trying to do the right thing. You just don't quite have the best plan to start out. And which is, you know, not necessarily setting you up for success. That's all.
And
So I'll go ahead.
I was gonna say, a lot of times I feel like when it's that all or nothing, you're gonna hear people say, oh, I tried it, that isn't for me.
Right.
When reality, it's you didn't try correctly. You didn't do the 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You know, they tried the hour, they tried this long time span that they made up in their mind they should do, and they're like, oh, I can't do that, so it's not for me.
Yeah, or you
And
burn
just,
yourself out. Because
yeah.
that's a real thing. If you're not used to doing stuff, you can burn yourself out really quickly, because your body's not like, if you're like, okay, I'm going to start yoga and I'm going to do a really hard one, even though I've never done it before, and I'm going to do it every single day. And it's like, cool, your body is going to be really sore because you've never done it before, or working out or running. Like, whereas you're like, okay, realistically, how about I start with twice a week? And then maybe after 2 weeks, I can do 3 times a week. But that all or nothing, yeah, like it's the burnout. And then, like you said, then there's like, oh, well, I tried it, but I didn't like it, or it wasn't for me, or I hurt myself. And it's like, well, unfortunately, probably because it's a bit too much all at once.
Right. So as far as like, just small tools that people can use, like what are things that you've noticed that are helpful for just overall decreasing stress and calming just in, in the day, right? Like it's one thing to be in a class and you're like someone's maybe doing a guided meditation and, kind of helping you through a flow. But now you're like in the middle of your workday and your emails are blasting you, the phone's ringing, someone's like really annoying you and you're like, ah, I feel overwhelmed, like what are like some tangible tools that you typically would recommend?
Yes, great question. So my biggest and easiest thing that I would recommend, that doesn't matter who you are, you can do, is breathe, right? And do some breath work, because you can do it at any point, anywhere, anytime. It is free. Some breath work, you could be in a meeting that you're really stressed with, and if as long as you're not talking, you could be doing it and no one would even know. So a couple of examples of this, is just taking a couple of deep breaths where you breathe in really big and then just gently and slowly sigh out the breath. That's just a very easy one to let go and relax. Ones that I love that I incorporate myself, and I definitely remind any members of my studio and clients of, is to equal your to that was a weird way of saying that, but to get your breath in equal inhales and exhales. So you can do this a few different ways, of course. I love to do it in just counting four. So inhaling 1, 2, 3, 4, and exhale 4, 3, 2, 1. I love this because there's two things that are happening right now. Not only are you calming your breath down and forcing it to get deeper and slower, you're making your inhales and exhales match each other, which normally they don't. And also, if you're counting, you're giving your brain something to focus on. So if you're giving your brain something to focus on, it's going to help let go of any of the roundabout monkey mind, like stress, oh my gosh, my 100 to-do list thoughts. It's going to just count. So counting is just counting 1 to 4 for your inhale and vice versa for your exhale is such a great tool. Another one, if anyone wants to expand on that, is when we exhale for longer than we inhale, it also helps calm down our nervous system. So I'm sure you both know, but just if anyone's listening, your nervous system responsible for flight, fight, freeze, or rest, ease, and digest. And so when we are stressed, of course, we're in that, rah, I'm not digesting properly, I'm in flight mode, I'm in freeze mode, I can't process things properly in my brain. And when we can come into the other side, the rest, ease, and digest, everything calms down. Our body works properly. Our organs work properly. Our mind is calmer. And so when we do a longer exhale than we do inhale, it automatically tricks our body to say, hey, you're okay. You're not running from a tiger anymore. Let's calm it down. Yeah. And you can do that as well by counting if you like. So you could inhale for a count of four. And see if you can exhale for a count of 5 or 6 would be even better. But of course, everyone has different lung capacities when they first start. So again, making it accessible for you. So anything that makes your exhale a little bit longer is a great tool. And like I mentioned, this is something that you can do anytime. You can do when you're driving, you can do in a meeting, you can do before a meeting, you can do as you're on, working. Anytime at all, it's just focusing on your breath and bringing your mind to something that it can hang on to instead of flying around, which I know we all do.
I
We all do
use,
it.
yeah. I use breath a lot, especially with an 8-month-old. And when she's screaming, it's like I put her down and like sometimes I hate to say it, but I'll plug my ears so I can hear a little less of the screaming. And I take some nice deep breaths. And it's amazing just 30 seconds of like doing that. And like I can return to her in a much calmer manner, and it's so helpful.
And the counting is something that I don't know, like I did breath work before, like it's just like just deep breathing, guided meditation, stuff like that. And the counting surprisingly has helped me through like really, especially really stressful situations where I can tell that I'm like just like overwhelmed, really like I'm having a hard time getting this back in check. Like a run doesn't work. You know, all of my typical strategies just like aren't working. I implemented counting and it's like magic. Like it just does the trick. And so now it's like I just like almost like turn to that quickly because of how quickly it'll just kind of simmer everything down. And like even like the first time I was like in an MRI machine, right? I was like, oh God, okay, you're gonna count. You're gonna be fine. You're gonna count. You're gonna be fine. You're fine. Start counting. Just count. Start counting right now. And then all of a sudden it's over, right? And so it's like it's really, really helpful. Like,
Well, and
and
the
it's
counting is
effective.
perfect. Yeah, and the counting is just one thing. So anyone that's listening, if you're like, oh, that sounds silly or that doesn't work for me, that's fine because everyone has different stuff. But it's very similar to transcendental meditation or people that meditate with a mantra or an affirmation. Think about that. When you're using some kind of affirmation or mantra or whatever that is for you, the same thing. You're parking your brain, as one of my teachers used to always say, you're parking your brain in a safe space, right? So you're parking it in that. So that's the same. So counting works perfectly for you as well. Of it's just it's that this is where my brain is, and so it helps let go of everything else, right? And then I know a lot of people think of meditation. Hopefully, not as many now as when I know I first started years ago, but a lot of people still now think, oh, meditation, I can't just quiet my mind. And I think, well, that's one style, but there's so many out there that it's not about quieting your mind. It's about can you direct it so that it's not going wild on you or stressing you out or, repeating circular thoughts. And that's one of those tools is counting, a mantra, an affirmation. You just say over and over, and then your brain is anchored to something, which is just so helpful. And if you compare it with breath, even better.
Well, that's like you're getting that, like, and obviously you're doing this when you are physically safe, right? Like, you're not like, I'm running from a fire, so I'm going to meditate, you
Yeah,
know?
maybe do yeah, maybe breathe after you run from the fire.
There's times where that stress response is needed and helpful and is what saves our lives, right? You know? But this is definitely, it's a great way for you to be able to reframe whatever it is that's stressing you out. Right. Like the example of the MRI machine, I have a lot of patients that get very stressed out about this. And it's hard because, you know, you're in this enclosed tube. Like you can't just like walk out, right? You gotta like knock, knock, knock. Could you let me out of here? Hopefully you can hear me. Like, so it feels like, oh no, like if something goes wrong, I'm gonna die, you know? And it's like, no, like this is the perceived threat needs to be looked at from a different vantage point. And so when you count, you're able to kind of like de-escalate that threat. And you look at it now and you're like, oh, that's just like a little puppy. That's not a dog growling about to bite me. Right. So, but it feels like sometimes it's a dog that's about to bite you. And you just need to like look at it from a different vantage point. And so the counting kind of helps your brain do that as well. At least for me, it does. So it's like, it's not trying to bite me. We're okay.
It's fine. Yeah, exactly. Or we're just in traffic and I'm stuck and I'm annoyed, not I'm in life threatening, like, yeah. Because that's what stress is. It's telling us that something's really wrong and we're in danger. But unfortunately, so much now we're just like reading an email and annoyed, Or I don't know about traffic where you are, but in Houston traffic, it's like, really, you're fine. You're just stuck.
You're just stuck. Yeah, it's frustrating. Nothing more.
It's that reset button. The breathing is. It's like a reset to like, okay, calm it out. All right.
Yes, and like I said, you can do it any time. And there's so many breath works out there and different ways to breathe and different styles. That was just sort of one that I know is easy because you can do it every time. It's safe to do anytime. It's safe to do when you're driving. It's safe to do wherever. And like I mentioned, you could be in a stressful meeting and be doing it, and no one would even know.
I want to comment on, you said, there's different types of meditation because I think you are correct. A lot of people used to, even Dr. Jess and I, when we first started, like that, your mind's supposed to be quiet. And I remember being in a, oh gosh, what are those tanks that like the salt water where
The
it's a
deprivation
deprivation
tanks.
tank? Yeah. I remember being in there and you're supposed to just like lay there for like an hour. I like after I think 15 minutes, I was like twirling in the water, I was like, I don't know how people lay here and think of nothing because my brain's still going. But, I was able to at least play, like took my mind off of the outside world and it was like more interested in what I was doing. So I like that you said meditation doesn't have to be that you're not thinking of anything. It's just kind of reframing it and letting that noise kind of go and settle your mind on something.
Yeah, definitely. And there's so many different ways to meditate, and everyone's different. And I know what I needed to be able to meditate, 10 years ago is different than what I need to meditate now. And they both still are great, but you change and life changes and different things work. And that even now, I want to listen to someone else guiding me because I've had a busy day and I don't want to think. I want to listen to that guided meditation, even though I guide people. But, or other times I just want to have quiet time to myself, or, there's so many ways. So anyone that's listening that's curious about meditation, if you go to something and you're not really a fan of it, try something else. Because there's just so much. There's so many things, so many ways.
Absolutely. I think when I first started to try and meditate, I was in college and I was taking a health psychology class. And so we were learning about the benefits of meditation and the science behind it. And so we're like, I don't remember. Somehow I think I was like trying to like see a flame, like picture a flame and focus my mind on seeing a flame. And it was like a challenge of trying to do this daily and see if you can get to that flame and stay longer, so like, can you quiet it down and see it? And then, with practice, does that get better and better? And I found it to be really frustrating and hard, and I wasn't super motivated to keep doing it because I wasn't seeing success very quickly. I would like, okay, is there a flame? I don't know. Where's the flame supposed to be? Is the flame on a table? Is it on the floor? Where should I put the flame? Like it was just
Well, some people also are not good at visualizing things.
right.
I've had one of my teachers that came through my training, and still teaches now for me. She's an incredible teacher, but she, when we were in training, she said, she's like, I don't see things. She's like, I can't visualize anything. So whenever we do visualization meditation, she's like, it's just nothing really. Like it's nice, but I don't see anything when I close my eyes. And, which, so if you're that person, then yeah, of course that's going to be hard to visualize something because you're like, but my brain doesn't work like that. Whereas some of our brains, like my brain works in pictures, right? So I do visualize very well. So that was a very how I started meditating because I could visualize and it helped me get into it. And that comes into that everybody's different. So for you, visualization, which is kind of what visualizing a candle is probably wasn't the best fit,
I'm not saying it
but
wouldn't have worked for me. It was just like because I wasn't seeing success, I wasn't like motivated, right? And then I found a guided meditation that was more focused on sensations of like, so now, like you're outside, you feel the wind blowing, like you could feel the warmth of the sun. And that more of like sensory experience worked better for me, right? And so then I realized, oh, I don't just have to see a flame when I meditate. Like I could do something else. And then it took many, many years of like, and it's always a practice. You never perfect it. That's the whole point. But like luckily I had that experience early on to realize there are multiple ways to do it. But I know a lot of people that try and see the flame and they're like, screw this.
Yeah,
Because
they're
I
like,
was
I'm
like
gonna
that too. I
quiet my
was like,
mind after an
yeah.
extremely busy day of like too much things going on, but please now be silent. Like,
Yeah, not
yeah,
happening.
it's
That's,
probably not.
yeah.
So maybe let's work out something else. Yeah, that's exactly right. So you're a sensation person. That's your easy connect. But yeah,
Right.
it's
If you tell
interesting.
me to feel my heart rate, okay, I can do that. Now feel that heart rate lower. Now feel that breath, get calmer. Feel the inhale and the outhale, or exhale, so that, fine. I'm like, all day. Absolutely. Talk to me, I can do it. like,
Well, and
so.
hopefully anyone that's listening is that's that reminder is if you've ever tried it and you're like, oh no, meditation's not for me, it just probably wasn't the one that connected for you.
Right.
Because there's meditations out there where you're just listening to stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like got someone really beautiful sharing a story with you, but that is helping you again, like tune out and but really tuning in. And you know, or breath work. Breath work's so great because you're physically doing something, but you're having to focus on it. And so that's also a form of meditation because you're physically, you've got to pay attention. Like some breath work is, you know, you've really got to be thinking about what you're doing. And you know, different styles. And so that in itself is, but that's a physical way to do it. There's so many. So I'm so glad you found your way.
Absolutely. Well, and it's a constant growth because, like, I love breath work as well. Like, love it. So I love a good guided meditation, but I love breath work. And so for me, it just, I can, not only do I get results rather quickly, but I feel like my growth is, I'm more likely to continue it because I feel the growth that I can do with it and how much faster than I can implement it. Like if I am stressed, I can easily go to breath work because I practice breath work, you know? So like in a stressful situation, I can pull that out of my toolbox and it's helpful. If I really need to go further, then I'll add in counting or I'll add tools depending on the
You're
level.
like, which tool do I need? I think I need the whole box.
Right, exactly. Like, I don't know. We're just gonna start throwing stuff out and see what works. But I do think like the practice is a big part of it, right? You know, of like just like anything, I think we forget that if I want to be good at throwing a baseball, right? And I want that baseball to hit the mitt. I have to throw that baseball with that one type of pitch, just one pitch, right? I have to hit, do it thousands of times in order to be able to, like, just without even thinking, implement it. Now think, what if I want to do a curveball? What if I want to do, you know, any other type of pitch? I also have to practice those just as much in order to really, really, really be able to utilize it in a split second. I can just change that motor plan and go. And so, you know, when we're talking about meditation, with that repetition, each time you're doing it, you're creating those pathways. And so that's what's like beautiful is the growth that you see with it as well. It's a journey, really. It's I mean, I'm sure you like this is your jam. Like
I know,
it's
I love it. Well,
like
and I love that you used like you know, the baseball terminology, but also, you know, I try to, because we have a lot of people that are just, you know, they engine, I mean, Houston, we have a lot of engineers and oil and gas, and I try to say, like, just think about the very first engineering class you had. You know, like, did you know everything? No, but you took all those years to learn everything, and now you probably don't even think about, you know, like it's that easy connection because you've learned it. So anything we do in life, whether physical, mental, intellectual, like everything is just a practice. And so, but as adults, I know that, you know, when you start something and you don't feel like you're good at it, it can be like, never mind, old dog, new tricks. But really, you want those new tricks because you want those tricks to be in your toolbox because they are going to be really helpful. And, you know, I feel like, you know, a lot of times as we get older, I remember I never was as stressed when I was, you know, 18, but now at 38, I'm like, life. So the more that we do grow, we need those new tricks and we need those tools in our toolbox, even if it feels challenging at in the beginning. So like you said, like
Absolutely.
just that repetition over and over again, and everything becomes easier.
I think it's important, a lot of times as we're older, we'll put a little bit more emphasis on the physical, where exercise, things like that, and the mental is just as important, if not more in some ways, you know. So making sure you're balancing where you're practicing, not just physically, but also that meditation. And it can be combined with yoga. I used to do yoga, and it was my time to like calm down, and like it was a meditation for me because I could focus on what I was doing and I didn't worry about the day. You know, and the instructor, following the instructor's voice, they always kind of gave good things to think about, you know, put life in perspective. And so, I love that aspect, and it really helped me add that mental side in, the meditation side in.
When even one thing, I know at my studio we implement this, and sometimes we have people not really push back, but you know, you'll have a new person every now and again be like, really? And we're like, yeah. Like we don't allow any phones into the actual rooms. So it has to be in the lobby, it has to be on silent, but like no phones, no iWatches. And so coming into that, you know, mental space, like you said, it doesn't always have to be physical. Physical's great though. Everyone should be moving their body. But even incorporating, like giving yourself an hour of absolutely no screen time is wonderful. Because think about when you come to a yoga class or a meditation class where you're forced to not have that sensory overload. So even that could be a great stress, reliever of it, going for a walk without your phone, right? Or, yeah, taking that time. But yeah, I agree. Also listening to your body of, you might be really worn out. As women, we have cycles every month, and some times of those cycles, like, it isn't the best for us to maybe push to our extreme physically. So pull back off that and start to look at, okay, well, can I breathe a bit better? Can I, meditate a bit more? Can I relax a little bit more? Instead of just thinking I have to go, 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 go physically, like you mentioned, it's the mental as well.
Absolutely. So as a business owner, right? So now it's a matter of like, you've got a lot that you've got to do to keep everything going. You can't just show up and clock in and clock out. There's a bit that happens when you're a business owner. So what are strategies that you implement to try and make sure you keep your balance so that way you can stay present for those around you?
Yeah, so I implement that after a certain time on the weekend, I do not check emails. Like I'll open them to see if there's any emergencies, but if someone, from the studio, or I mean obviously if it's a teacher that needs help, but if it's a member, I don't answer it. I don't answer it until Monday. Same as at certain times of night, I won't answer. Because I need to have some kind of boundaries. I know that I was, pretty much 24/7 when we first opened, and when, 2020 happened and we had to shift everything within 3 months of opening. But nowadays, yeah, I have boundaries on when I am responsive, because I deserve that as well, to be with my family and to be present, not answering emails. I definitely have times where I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna have a day where I'm not working. Like, unless it's an emergency, like I need this day to myself and to my family, and just to do errands, like someone that isn't feeling like they're on call all the time. I do work out pretty much probably what 5 days a week. So it's part of my morning routine. As I go, I work out, I lift weights depending what time I'm in the month. Sometimes I won't lift as much, but I'll, just walk uphill. I walk my dog every day, usually twice a day. So I definitely put a lot of focus on, I still do my yoga practice, of course, my physical health, and then also that mental space of, hey, yes, I am a business owner, but that doesn't mean I have to be on call all the time. Like, things are good enough that you can wait till Monday. I don't have to answer you on Sunday. And then, I'm very, very big about eating well and eating very healthy, clean food. I still splurge, of course, like anyone, and live my life, but yeah, what goes into my body and what is happening to my body are really big for me, because I do believe that if you feel good, it has nothing to do with what you look like, but if you feel good, your stress is going to be more manageable, you're going to be happier, it's going to be easier to be like, oh, well, yeah, I do want to meditate. Or, the other day I was like, I'm just going to go outside, because I did have a lot of emails. I'm just going to go outside and gonna breathe and pat my puppy, and just so it seems very, I feel like when I say it, it seems very simple, very like, oh yeah, but of course. But I think that when we have such a 24-hour, 7 days a week, go, 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 social media is pumping all the time at us, like everyone wants everything immediately, like having those boundaries for yourself to say, hey, I'm not gonna answer emails or calls, or hey, I'm just gonna have some time away from my phone, or I'm gonna take like this hour to work out or to do yoga is for me, and I deserve it no matter what. That's, I think, just carving out those times for yourself and looking after yourself is a big one. Because I, sorry if I'm rambling, but yeah, I know that when 2020 happened, I was working God knows how many hours from the moment I woke up until the moment I went to sleep. And we were open for 3 months, and then we had to shut, and I had to reassess everything. But then in that time, it gave me a little bit of space, because I'd been going for so long to get everything up and running. And after that, when I was like, okay, I think I need to think I need to not work from the moment I wake up to the moment I fall asleep. And it was worth it. It was worth it at the time. So, you know, that is what's needed when you first open a business. But once it gets to an okay place, I'm like, now I'm like, no boundaries.
The balance, and I don't even think there's a true balance, because balance, to when you hear the word balance, you feel like it means equal. And I feel like that work-life balance, like if you're doing one, you're automatically not doing the other. So with the balance, I think it's more not having them be equal, but like separating and having specific times for one and specific times for the other, and being fully present in those times. So if you're working, be present with work. If you're with your family, friends, working out, whatever you're doing, be present with that and don't worry about work. So I feel like, to me, balance is more like separating the two versus having them be equal.
Yeah, agree for sure.
Absolutely. And those boundaries are so important. Because yeah, otherwise, like I know for me, like on the weekends, like when I am present with patients, I'm present, right? And I need to really care and think about, okay, how's everything presenting today? What can we do? How are we going to move forward? And it's not like, oh, we're just going to haphazardly do a couple things and then go on to the next person. Like it's really like I want to see you as the individual and really make sure that we're pushing you forward towards your goals. And then the very next person, you got to do the same thing with the same amount of energy, right? And so each time during the day and in patient care, you're boom, 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 right? I mean, I'm not high volume, but it is a lot of emotional energy and intellectual energy to make sure that you're doing things well. So on the weekends, I can't care about other people's pain, right? I can't. Like it would burn me out, and it has in the past, right? And it's like, and I understand that sometimes it's like, oh hey, like my neck is a little tight, can you just do something? And it's like, I'm sorry that your neck is tight. I've showed you a couple stretches before. Have you tried it? Well, no. Okay, well, go ahead and give it a try. And it's like, if I let that suck me in, then it's like, now I'm not anything other than this one role. And then it just doesn't work well. Then I'm not present as a mom or a wife or a friend because I'm now a
Or for your
physical
child.
therapist. Right, exactly. So it's really like putting on these hats. When you put it on, like you now are in that role, and it's like you can let that other one just rest for a little while. And as a mom, right? Sometimes when you go to work, you can rest the like la 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 role. I love my kids. I love them so much. But like it's a different type of energy, right? And so sometimes like when you're with patients, it's actually much calmer than when you're like running around, okay, let's go,
Well, that I think, and you know, good point of like any industry, you know, like we all work with people, which is a lot, but like any industry, I mean, that's that burnout is we're expected to be. I think, you know, technology is a way now that, you know, we're on call all the time. Like you have access to your email all the time. Like I was talking with, we had some friends over for dinner the other day, my husband and I, and then we're all chatting about how funny it used to be when, you know, even in like our early 20s, that we remember that you didn't have, you had a phone that made calls and had like, you could make text messages that had a certain amount of characters. So you'd learn how to abbreviate everything to get your point across. And then you could only check your emails when you got home, right? And
Right.
you and we're like, oh wow, yeah, that's right. And so nothing was as urgent, right? Like there were still urgent things, but you know, thinking about like nothing was as urgent. Whereas now, like, you know, people have access to their work computers pretty much all the time and their work emails. And, you know, I think that that as well is stressful. Like, we're not made to work for our entire life, like, you know, from wake up to, you know, going to bed. And that's a stress management too, of like that boundaries and that, like you said, putting on the hat and then be like, okay, well, now it's a different hat and I'm gonna separate and have that. You know, I'm now at home time, not work time.
No, I love that you brought that up, because that's a big thing I had to learn in the beginning of my career. Like I had to learn it the hard way, because I was like, I don't like the way I feel anymore. Like I don't, this isn't why I got into this field, and I couldn't put my finger on it for a little while until I really started to understand it was my boundaries. So that was a big, that was part of it, you know, part of it was environmental, you know, there's all sorts of different things. But whenever you are feeling like you just don't like how you're feeling, it can just take time to really figure out what are the tools and strategies. But breath work helps to, it calms things down and you see things more clearly. And then you go, that needs to change. And it helps you now get to that action item, right? Well, that I can do something about. And then you can start slowly like figuring out what the different things are. And for me, at least, breath work is what helped me realize. And then I can implement the change in my life to say, okay, what do my boundaries need to be? And how, you know, I mean, and a boundary doesn't mean like after five, do not talk to me, you know, like there's ways you can do it in a healthy manner, right? Like what's an emergency versus not an emergency, right? You know, so
Like,
there's
am I in the middle
levels.
of dinner with my family? Oh,
Right.
I probably don't need my phone right now, and I can easily get back to you in half an hour
Exactly.
if it's an emergency. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. We don't work for the ER,
Yeah.
right? Like we
If you
don't.
work for the ER, please do lots of breath work because you're amazing and you need it.
Yeah, but even when you're off at the ER, you're off. Somebody else
Yeah.
is there taking the shift, right? So, like, I try and remind people, like, if there's something that's that bad, you know, 911 exists. Okay. So, you know, real answer. There does need to be that little bit of a break, you know.
And that's
Yeah.
that saying I'm sure that everyone's heard, but it's so true, is like you need to fill up your own cup before you can pour to anyone else. But so many times we're always pouring to everyone else, and then we wonder why we're unhappy or we're stressed or we don't feel good or we're binge eating when we know we shouldn't, and that is making us not feel great, or you know, we feel like we have no time. And it's like, yeah, because you haven't given yourself what you need. You
Right.
haven't given, you haven't filled up your own cup, and then you're like, oh, okay, cool, I've got more to pour. You know, I've got more to give other people, but when you're not looking after yourself, you know, in and everyone needs that in different ways, but yeah, giving yourself that stress management, that care, that self-care, you can then be better for everyone anyway. So I'm sure you're probably even better for your clients now than when you were burning yourself out 7 days a week, you know, and so because you can give it, because you have it, right? And you're feeling good, and if you're feeling good, you're giving them that feeling good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one takeaway. So, you know, I think we've covered a lot of information, which is hopefully people find this helpful. I know I can't express like how important this is and like really, really like feeling better and being more successful in every part of your life is when you kind of get down into like keeping yourself calm, keeping your lens as clear as possible, and just, you know, boundaries, all the breath work, all these positive things. But Alexandra, like if we're gonna have one piece of information, because we, you know, blah 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 blah, what do we want people to remember? Right? What's the takeaway?
Breathe deeply
I love that.
and
I
give
like
yourself
that.
space. Sorry, that's kind of too.
Yeah, no,
No, I like it.
it's
Yeah,
everything. Like
breathe
you can breathe
deeply,
deeply
give
in the
yourself
moment.
space.
Yes, and it your lens changes. It really, really does. The barking dog turns into a puppy. You know, like the thing that feels nebulous comes into view and you can figure that out, you know.
Yeah, because your executive function of your brain has switched back on when you're not in fight and flight. You can
Right.
see the problem and you can make solutions.
Right.
And then I think that I wanted to share deep breath, deep breathing, and give space, because it doesn't matter who someone is, how able-bodied they are, what they're going through. You know, life has lots of challenges and ups and downs and different times. Like, you know, if there's a mama out there that's just given birth in the last couple of weeks, you should not be exercising. You should be resting. And in that rest, deep breathe. Or someone might have just been had an injury, or someone's just having a really, really bad week. Like, whatever it is, if you just start to breathe deeply, it's that first step to calming things down. And yeah, seeing that big picture a little bit better.
I love
Absolutely.
that. Yeah. And then we also know you have an online portion. In person, so anyone in Houston, they can
Yes.
come see you, but you also have online live classes. Is that
Yeah,
correct?
we do. We kept them going this whole time. So we have virtual options for every single class, and all of our classes happen live. So if someone joins, they're going to meet the teacher just like if you were walking in. They should be like, "Oh, hello, welcome," or he will say, "Hello, welcome," and then you will be up there, and yep, it'll just be like you've jumped into a class, except you're on your computer. We have them for all of our classes, except for we do this one class called Listen. We do a lot of sound bath meditations, which is playing all the crystal bowls, quartz crystal, and because that's a very physical frequency sensation, we only do those live. But otherwise, every single one of our classes, which we have, I think, what, two or three every morning, lunchtime, and like four or five every night. You can jump on, and wherever you are in the world or in the country, on our website, when you have a look, it'll actually tell you what the classes are in your time. So just keep that in mind if you're booking it from, say, New York, but then you're coming to visit Houston, it will be just, but yeah, wherever you are, it will tell you your time so you don't miss it. But yeah, the live options are there, for anyone to join, and we have a great intro month. So if anyone wants to check it out, it's $45 and you get 30 days of unlimited all classes. So you can try out all the yoga, all the meditation. Of course, if you're virtual, you've still got that. But yeah, so you can come breathe with us or stretch. We have great yin yoga stretching classes, which are just as great for your nervous system, but you're getting a little bit of soft movement in as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love that. We'll make sure that we link all this information in the episode description as well, just so it's super easy, the clickable links. And that way, if you do find this helpful, then definitely check it out,
Yeah,
for
we'll
sure.
reach out. Happy to help. I won't answer you on Sundays though, but
Good for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Well,
Awesome.
thank you so much for being on. We really appreciate it, Alexandra.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, and I hope you both have a wonderful day.
All right, you as well. And any listener out there, if you find this helpful, pass it on to somebody else. Share it. Like, this is the kind of information we really want to spread so that people can really start to learn and find the benefits of what some of these things we're talking about, how it can impact you in a positive way. So don't keep it for yourself. Share it. All
Hello,
right,
everyone.
bye.